Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Special shout out to our listeners up there in Valdosta. Heard from a company a minute ago. Appreciate it there. Keep on trucking, guys. Heard from a couple of gas haulers up there. Now, a special shout out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, as well as the Twitter handle that we have, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if for some reason you can't hear us any other way, go there. There's a live stream playing there right now when the show is on the air. And when we're not on the air, it plays the last show that was recorded, namely this one, and plays it over and over again until the next live show comes around. How about that? All right. Joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, is Denise Simon. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Okay, we have a little bit of a surprise for the Christmas travelers by airplanes. And they're not going to like this one. Southwest Airlines is going to reduce capacity on their flights around December the 1st because of the high price of jet fuel.
Well, it's not. They're not going to be the only airline that's.
I think they're all going to do it.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a rough Christmas. I don't think that we can. I think we need to prepare ourselves for that condition. I don't know how else to put it. For a variety of reasons, least of which is the supply chain.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, of course, the supply chain is a long story in itself. But where I want to go next is little Anthony Fauci, little Dr. Fauci. Rand Paul blasted the bejesus out of him after the NIH came out with a press release and admitted the gain-of-function funding that they had going on there, which, again, points to Fauci as either being a liar or being absolutely ignorant of what was going on in the group he was associated with.
He's clearly not ignorant of it. I mean, all you have to do is look at the electronic communications that were going back and forth at the institution. That's all you have to do. You know, who approved, who sent money, results, testing, laboratory activities. I mean, all kinds of things that were happening. So I heard Rand Paul. He's truly been vindicated.
Yeah.
Remember, it was Fauci that said, excuse me, Mr. Senator, but you don't know what you're talking about. Well, the fascinating part is that Rand Paul is a doctor, so it's not a matter, either of, it doesn't begin and end with the 5 million people that have died from COVID-19. I would argue that you also have to consider the death of business and the financial consequences of people because of, you know, those losses.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the other piece of this is, where are the Democrats? The Republicans have asked time and time again to have some committee hearings on the National Institute of Health,
yep,
on all things pandemic, and they refuse to do it. So big question is why?
Mm-hmm.
I have to necessarily, too, I not wonder about the funding and how much money Congress appropriated, and if some of these expenses, some of this appropriations money, mm-hmm, was actually inside some spending bill at some point, mm-hmm, that we're unaware of.
Well, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. Now, we're going to be coming up on a hard break here in just a second, so I'm going to tease what we're going to do next. You know, Attorney General Garland went to Congress yesterday and was grilled over that one. But something that came out also was the Congress voting to hold Steve Bannon guilty, or not guilty, but in contempt of Congress, and he was referred to the DOJ for criminal prosecutions, and they hit Garland up on that one, and he said, well, we'll see what the Department of Justice comes up with, you know, one of those things.
If for nothing else, this would take months and months to prosecute Bannon for contempt.
Mm-hmm.
Congress does not have that authority.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of don't. I mean, they can send the sergeant at arms, but if they go to send the sergeant at arms to arrest them, where do they put them?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, hold that thought, folks. I'm coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. And Kathy is going to give you the telephone number here in just a second for being able to call in if that's what you want to do. And we will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters, and you can hear him on many of these same stations Sunday night with the Monster Cast, Armed American Radio. 8 p.m. is what time he broadcasts live, and some of you get it at different times, so I'll just let that go with that. ArmedAmericaRadio.org for more information. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. Tuggy is spelled T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And, of course, we had Lauren on the radio yesterday. Now, education of our youth is always critical. We had a trust that, if you understand what was going on here, we had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Now, sadly, that's no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we do welcome to the show Tuggy, the Patriot Pup author and mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for the grade school kids. Check them out. Go to the website, Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com, Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. And don't forget, for your children, for your grandchildren, an absolute must for homeschoolers, it's in English and Spanish, too, and coming out this Saturday, she's going to have the audio books. So those of you that asked about the audio books, they're going to be there. There you go. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, Attorney General Garland was drilled pretty good yesterday, right?
Well, only by the Republicans.
Yeah, and there was, that's true, you're right, only by Republicans, but still, and the Democrats had to try to come to his aid as best they could, correct?
Well, no, there was not so much. The Democrats asked all kinds of questions about January 6th. Others asked about ghost guns and gun control. So there were, they have their own agenda. But Garland, it was referenced many times that this cat doesn't have a clue what's going on in the Department of Justice. This guy's lost.
Yeah.
And that's a scary thing. It's kind of like he hasn't had any kind of meetings with the heads of each of the departments of the Department of Justice. You know, there's a lot of questions about voting rights and, you know, going after states that, you know, with some of their legislation, this and that. But I don't know, this guy, I had no confidence in the man. And he sidestepped the answers as far as ethics is concerned with his son-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
And his company. He sidestepped answers on whether he would assign a special counsel on the whole Hunter Biden artwork.
He blew that off.
Mm-hmm. He blew that off.
Mm-hmm.
This Department of Justice is about as political. It's much more political to me than it ever was with Eric Holder.
Don't forget when they asked him about the school board and the rape that happened in that one school. He says, well,
He
didn't know. He says, I have no idea. I haven't really heard about that. And I thought that, to me, was like, what?
I mean, he's paid to know.
Right. And that's a big deal right now. I mean, there's lawsuits going on back and forth, even with the DOJ. They're going after the DOJ for this, that, and the other because of the letters that they got, the emails, how they were talking about this for weeks and months with the White House. Oh, well. Oh, well. Now, well, and maybe that explains something here, too, because Biden's approval rating is still underwater. Now, technically, it's better than Trump's was at the same time in his presidency, 43% to 40%. But you got Joe Biden right now with some numbers down in the 20s when you ask him about how he's doing with, oh, gosh, immigration, the economy, the the ships at sea and all that stuff. He's down in the 20s.
Well, he too, doesn't have a clue.
Correct.
I don't know what Ron, I think here at some point we need to ask for Ron Klain's resignation.
I just thought of something funny. You know why
Ron
he doesn't
Klain,
have a clue, right?
Okay, why?
Because he spent 36 years riding on a train as vice president.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Ron Klain has, and these advisors of that are, you know, in every agency, that are all these in the National Security Council, they are not serving this man well.
Nope.
I think we ought to be asking for Ron Klain's resignation, to be honest with you.
Same with Buttigieg.
Well, what I'm trying to say here is, you could say what you want about Biden, but at some point, the man would absolutely have to be shocked at some real truth out there of what's going on in the world. I don't think he does. I don't think he understands the failed relationship now between the United States and France. I don't think he realizes that there was, you know, some attacks on our forces in Syria earlier in the week.
Correct.
I don't think he understands the true fallout of Afghanistan. I don't think he understands. I don't think he gets it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that he's being told.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think he has the mental acuity to handle half of this. But at some point, there's got to be an hour a day where the man can think and put together a cogent thought.
Maybe when he's eating ice cream.
You know, we're in a bad situation here, and I don't think he gets it. I think we ought to ask for some resignations.
We have tens of thousands of migrants, 30 to 40,000 estimated, crowding the U.S. border right now as the Biden administration restarts by court, I might add to the court order, Trump's stay in Mexico policy. I wonder how long they'll be there.
Well, I was real disappointed that none of the Republicans asked Garland yesterday about his trip to Mexico. Mm-hmm. I was rather stunned at that because, you know, he went down there with Mayorkas and Tony Blinken.
Yep.
And nobody said, you know, what did you guys, you know, discuss or come away with? I mean, we deserve to know that. You know, they give us what they call readouts.
Yep.
But it looks like we gave Mexico, from what I can determine, we gave Mexico another $28 million. I don't know what $28 million is going to do unless we're going to help them pay for federales at the border or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday unveiled the new Don't Tread on Florida flag. That's a real goodie right there. After calling for a special session of the Florida legislature to ban the vaccine mandates.
That flag has a signature on it, too. But he's suing the Biden administration on several things.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of leading the charge on that. I hope Texas kind of follows Florida's path in all of this, least of which is the ports, because Texas, I think, has got two or three sizable ports over there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Some ships have, in fact, changed their routes and gone through the Suez Canal in order to come to Florida for processing, so that's a good thing. But, we're in a bad place, just a bad place.
Biden is going to take, as he said, literally millions of cars off the road, millions of automobiles off the road, as he refers to his new Green Deal energy policy is going to take place. You know, well, good luck with that. We don't have enough batteries. We don't have enough charging stations. And wait till the people see what the power bill is going to be at their house to charge their electric vehicles.
Yeah.
All right. Here comes the music. We'll let it go with that. And when we come back, I got more coming, folks. The military and veterans report. And Janice, we'll talk to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right, Janice Simon, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there, check it out, see what she's all about. We're going to let Ron Edwards take us to break here.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has voted to hold former President Trump's White House aide Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the January 6th committee.
On this vote, the yeas are 229.
The nays are 202. The resolution is adopted.
The Justice Department has received a referral. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Department of Justice will do what it always does in such circumstances. It will apply the facts and the law and make a decision consistent with the principles of prosecution.
The FBI has identified human remains found at a Florida nature preserve as those of Brian Laundrie, who is a person of interest in the death of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. The backpack and a notebook, which were found near his remains, were discovered on Wednesday. He disappeared on September 14th, 2 weeks after he returned to his parents' home. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News Report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they can train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at after they tell you about themselves coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, for those of you in the military, you can appreciate what I'm about to say. Everybody knows the esprit de corps between the units and the camaraderie that's out there. In business, there's few and far between businesses that are like that, let alone schools or training academies. National Aviation Academy is one of those businesses, one of those training academies, where you get a lot of esprit de corps, especially with the military folks that come over there to become aviation maintenance techs. Now, to find out more about them, you can go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And they have two campuses where you can go and ask to take the tour.
Now, one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston, Massachusetts. Either way, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. You'll be glad you did. Best way to do it. And I'll tell you, when you talk about great things that you can learn, that's one way right there, because becoming an aviation maintenance tech guarantees you job security for the rest of your life. You can work anywhere in the world with that certification that you have. Now, 36 officials, including five admirals, face potential discipline over the Bahami Richard fire. That was the assault ship that burned up. Now, the Command Investigations Reports Accountability Section recommends disciplinary action against 36 Navy officials, from the amphibs' enlisted ranks up to the former three-star head of the Naval Surface Force Pacific. Wow. I mean, wow. We'll see what happens there. Now, the successful escape of some of these folks in Kabul that were American interpreters or whatever they did, is you're starting to hear a lot of them with the people that are coming over. Countless of informal rescue missions that were put together during the chaotic final days of the U.S. withdrawal by a hedgeful, if you will, hodgepodge, rather, of current and former U.S. officials with experience in Afghanistan. By the way, Colonel Jim was one of those people directing things from here via the computer and satellite. Now, lawmakers have asked the Pentagon watchdog to examine the military probe into a killing of a paratrooper. In a letter sent this week to Department of Defense Inspector General Sean O'Donnell, a letter to conduct a full and independent examination of the investigation of the death of Enrique Roman Martinez. That's what they're trying to do right now, get an answer to that. By the way, we talked about, and you heard Denise mention it briefly, the Syria base that housed U.S. troops. There were no U.S. injuries. They were attacked by incoming missiles that came in, rockets, as well as a lot of shots being fired at them. They were okay, thank goodness, but you haven't heard anybody say anything about it except, I guess, us. Because nobody else is talking about Syria anymore. They don't want you to know we still got troops over there, which we do. And an inspector general study into how doctors and CENTCOM handled the traumatic brain injuries after 2020 at the El Asad attack. Remember the El Asad base when it got attacked and they had the TBIs that they sent off? The latest evaluation will delve deeper into some of the items we learned in the first project, so says one of the officers involved. And again, we'll see how that all works out. In addition, North Korea claims that their latest missile test was not to target the U.S. Okay, well, North Korea has hit back at U.S. criticism over its test of a submarine-launched ballistic missile, saying it was rightfully exercising the rights for self-defense, and the weapon did not specifically target the United States. Well, okay, they just fired it in our direction, I guess. Now, U.S. cybersecurity firm Forescout said it recently won a new contract from the Pentagon, one of the latest in the Defense Department's ambitious push towards zero trust security. We'll see how that works out. In addition, a political fight is looming as the vaccine mandate opponents prepare for the Defense Department's deadlines to come into effect next month. And we have lawsuits going on back and forth by a number of different groups. We'll see what happens there. I'm pretty sure they're all on the fast track to be decided. Also, the F-35 program, a bunch of cold water thrown on it. Senate appropriators threw cold water on the idea of procuring even more F-35s right now. And that was shot down. Nope, we're not going to do it. So there you have it. Also, the United States, the United Kingdom, and France say that North Korea advancing its weapons program is a case of double standards. Do as I say, not as I do. They were wanting to talk to the nuclear folks to sit down and talk about that, amongst other things. And it's kind of hard to do that when you got ballistic missiles flying around, even if they are testing them, as they say. So we'll see how that works out, too. By the way, the Chinese hypersonic missile test that unlikely is triggered an arms race now. You don't believe what I'm telling you. You have to wait and see what's going on next. But the August test of the Chinese space-based hypersonic missile is unlikely to trigger an arms race, but could influence the White House and Defense Department's effort and our allies to shape their new missile defense and nuclear posture strategies to contend with the threat from these hypersonic missiles. And it is a real threat. Now, the Army has begun hiring more agents and support staff for its criminal investigations as the new civilian director wants to connect and correct the widespread failures that surfaced last year after a string of murders and other crimes at Fort Hood, Texas, in San Antonio. By the way, the Army's two largest components, the active duty force and the Army National Guard, successfully exceeded their end strength goals for fiscal 2021, according to service officials. Now, federal and local law enforcement agencies in Texas have recovered some, but not all, of the night vision goggles missing from Fort Hood in a series of raids. That's a good thing. Doesn't say where they got them from. We can only guess. And the FBI found a trash bag full of shredded documents, including thousands of dollars in cash that were shredded, latex gloves, and a go bag when they searched the home of a Maryland couple that's been accused of trying to sell information about nuclear-powered warships to a foreign country. They're in big trouble. Alrighty. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much. That was Kyle Warren there. Got chopped up a little bit, but that's okay. You got the message and the phone number. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, MAUS Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain, the technology, the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utilities had a complete refresh that this great SUV now is a leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts inside the cab. Yeah, quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. They honor those who served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, next to Nissan, at MossAcura.com on the web. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you, because when you do that, you're going to save yourself a bunch of money, because it's $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. But you got to tell them when you walk in the door Don't wait till after you get in there. You gotta tell them when you walk in the door, the captain sent you. It's like, ka-ching, money in your hand. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Joe Biden's headache, Joe Manchin says, there will be no deal on the Democratic social spending bill in the near future.
You know, from the looks of things, I think Bernie Sanders and Joe Manchin have been getting at, going at it behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, he's even, you know, looking like, you know, he's considering pulling a Jim Jeffords and switching parties or pulling the independent route at this point in time. And honestly, they keep putting it on Kyrsten Sinema. I think she's taking one for the team because she happens to live in a purple state, Arizona. I think that there's probably many more Democrats that are none too happy about raising taxes and none too happy about all this additional social spending. Manchin's point, and, you know, what he wants to do is he wants to do the infrastructure bill and then just, you know, see what happens after that, sit and wait. He understands inflation is running rampant. We start to, again, throw in more money, printing more money. You know, it's going to just drive things crazy, even an infrastructure bill right now. How do you even pull that off? Okay, right now, if you can't even get certain items to build things with, we have bigger fish to fry right now, like dealing with this supply chain issue and handling what's going on at the border. Obviously, inflation is a major problem. These are things that are, this should be the task at hand right now, and they're not focusing on that.
Yeah, and you can't do anything when you got a Boy Scout in charge by the name of Pete Buttigieg who doesn't know as you know what from a hole in the ground. And guess what? He's not the solution. He's not going to fix this.
No, he does. He's been off the job since August. He all of a sudden came back as they found out he's been taken off since August.
I don't care if he's on the job. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, again, you see that in government all the time. These guys get positions based upon the fact that they ran for office or they were involved in politics or whatever it may be. It's not based upon any sort of merit or qualifications.
Yeah. Now, the president's new social media venture got a whole bunch of investors involved, and they're giving it a thumbs up, and it looks like as if this thing is going to get rolling pretty quick.
I'm sorry, what's going to get rolling that? You broke up
there. The president's... new social media site called TruthSocial.com.
Oh, yeah. It merged with the SPAC, Special Purpose Acquisition Company, yesterday and went public, and it went through the roof. Yep. If you're asking for my recommendation, invest in that, don't. Okay? Just telling you. Stay. Things that go up that quickly it can be very, very dangerous. If you happen again at the bottom, I suggest taking some profits.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got a report that the expanded child tax credit payments could last just one more year, and then it's done.
Hopefully. From your mouth to God's ears, I hope that that's the case. Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the things that the Democrats wanted to do and put into the bill is only extended for 1 year. Then, again, what you'll see happen, though, unfortunately, is you'll see everybody cave and allow for it to continue. And they'll use the media to say Republicans want to take money away from women and children, which they always say, and they will continue to hand those checks out. All they need to do is pass it, okay? Whether it be a year, 6 months, it doesn't make any difference. Well, once it becomes, not part of a stimulus package for COVID and it becomes, you know, basically ingrained entitlements, they don't go away.
Now, I'm a little surprised that this wasn't done to begin with, but the Fed banned stock trading and restricted other investing activities by senior officials that work there. They were operating on insider trading to make oodles of money. Now they can't do it anymore, according to what is going to be instituted.
Yeah, this is something that members of Congress have been doing for a long period of time. Yes,
sure.
It's as crooked could be. It disgusts me, quite frankly. Listen, I don't think that they should not be allowed to invest, but at least should be in some sort of blind trust or not individual stocks. Mutual funds, exchange-traded funds would probably be the better way to go.
Now, are you planning on going to Paris anytime soon?
I was not.
Well, if you did, Paris is now pushing the vision of a 100% bikeable city except for their public transportation.
So they want to eliminate cars altogether?
That's what they want to do.
You
will bike around Paris if you want to do anything. Otherwise, you will take public transportation, which would be a bus or a train.
Okay. It does get cold there in the winter.
Yeah.
I mean, they did that in New York City. They put on all these bike pads up everywhere. And, just, you know, prior to COVID, yeah, you had the bicycle messengers zipping around on there. But for the most part, I mean, is anybody going to work at, you know, downtown New York from the Upper East Side on a bicycle in a suit in the middle of July or in the middle of January? No, I don't.
In the middle of snowstorms?
Yeah, middle of a snowstorm or when it's, 90 degrees out.
Yeah. Now, the CDC panel yesterday backed an expanded COVID-19 booster rollout, which allows all three of the current vaccine makers to mix or match their boosters and say, okay, take what you want.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I saw that story, and I was like, what? You're kidding, right? Honestly, that didn't give me confidence. It made me skeptical. You mean to tell me that, it doesn't matter which one you take and you can mix and match with the other one? I'm sorry. That doesn't give me confidence by any stretch of the imagination about this. I'm trying to figure this out, and how this works. But, I'm not so inclined to go take a booster, that's for sure.
Are you planning on flying anytime soon?
Yes.
Well, Southwest Airlines is going to reduce the capacity of their flights starting December the 1st, and that is because of the high jet fuel prices. You watch and see if the other airlines don't go along with the same thing.
I don't know. I think that they might end up raising their prices. Southwest is in deep trouble because, again, they didn't handle their staffing issues properly, and the amount of flights that they've had to cancel, I think, has thoroughly ticked enough people off. I mean, it's an easy way for me to get out because they fly in and out of MacArthur Airport here in Long Island, rather than go to LaGuardia or JFK. But, it's difficult for me to actually trust it. And, if I got to be somewhere and I see all these flights all the time, am I going to get a Southwest flight or am I going to go with Delta or, a major carrier and pay more, because they're more reliable?
Well, here in my backyard, we have an Allegiant airport over in St. Pete. And more people are going to St. Pete to get on Allegiant because they're done playing the game.
Well, Allegiant's another discount carrier. You have Republic as well. It's not just St. Petersburg Airport. It's also down there in Port Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to run into issues as well. Yeah, my brother was down in Florida just a couple weeks ago, and his Allegiant flight got canceled, and he couldn't get out for a week later.
Yeah, and I think there's another one called Bright or something like that that's down here flying around now. Another new carrier.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And another one, small one there is Spirit. I mean, they're different.
Mm-hmm.
They're low prices, but even some of them, they actually make charge you for carry-ons.
Yeah. Here comes the music. Means got to let you go. Hope your team wins this weekend. And I will talk to you on Monday morning.
You got to have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. You hear his program on the weekend on many of these same stations all around the country. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.